We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are pleased to be joined now by the Commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred. And Rob, we appreciate you taking a little
time, Rob,
of this Eclipse Monday to be with us. How are you today?
I'm really good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. It looked like there was a lot of fun in Williamsport last night. The Pirates obviously involved in it. I'm just curious from your standpoint, Rob, the thinking behind this thing. Why was it important that you took this game to Williamsport?
Well, I think that it was an opportunity to highlight our efforts in the youth space, highlight our partnership with Little League Baseball, and give our fans an opportunity to see some of our great players in just a little more informal setting, allow them to show their personality and give access to our fans, let them understand who these players are.
Rob, do you think you'll play a game in Williamsport every year?
I don't know about every year. We'd really hopeful we'll be going back. We have some details to work out with the Players Association, but we love the event and would love to go back.
Are the Pirates now tied into that game? Do you expect, because of their proximity, that if you do go back there, they would be one of the teams included?
Well, no, I really wouldn't expect that. I think, you know, our special events, we try to rotate them among teams to give all our teams exposure, and there's a number of teams that are close enough to Williamsport that they can do an event like this. So I think you'd see sort of a rotation of clubs going through there.
Robbie, you talk about the great players in your game. Andrew McCutchen certainly is one of them. And one of the hot-button topics here is people are scared to death the Pirates aren't going to be able to afford to keep him. And the number one calls we get, there's such a diversity between the big market clubs and the small market clubs that the Pirates don't have a chance to really compete against the Dodgers, who are in town tonight. Bob Nutting gets ripped here for not spending enough money. What do you tell Pirate fans that they have to look forward to with the way the game is right now?
Well, I think that we've worked very hard in baseball to promote competitive balance. Every time we negotiate with the Players Association, that is our top priority. We've had great balance in the game. You know, you saw last year the Cleveland Indians, small market team in the World Series. The year before, the Kansas City Royals, another small market team, won the World Series. The year before that, the Royals were in the World Series. You know, our system, as it's constructed today, gives clubs a reasonable, in all our markets, a reasonable opportunity to compete. I'm not going to tell you that big market team with a lot of resources, it's not a little easier, but I think the Pirates have done a great job of putting competitive teams on the field, and I think that the provisions in the basic agreement, like the competitive balance tax, revenue sharing, the new amateur talent acquisition systems, both domestically and internationally, are really important to maintaining competitive balance.
Rob, how do these smaller market teams keep the Andrew McCutchens, though? You mentioned, you know, the Kansas City, they're going to lose some players. They've lost some players from their World Series team. Everybody says you can catch lightning in a bottle one year, but how do you sustain that? How does Pittsburgh keep Andrew McCutchen?
You know, I know that lightning in a bottle for one year is kind of a nice phrase. But, you know, Kansas City's had a really nice run over the six-year reserve period of some really important players. And, you know, whether or not Pittsburgh can, will sign Andrew McCutchen or Andrew McCutchen decides to go someplace else, that's not appropriate for me to comment on. What I will tell you is that I believe the system as a whole, over a period of years, provides all our clubs with an opportunity to compete.
So is it a level playing field?
I think I already said to you, it's not a level playing field. There obviously are teams with resources that makes it a little easier for them to compete because they have more money. But I do believe that all of our clubs, no matter what their market size, have a reasonable opportunity to compete and win.
Rob, our fan base here in Pittsburgh would disagree with you, and we've noticed that there's gone from a lot of angriness to a lot of apathy here, that people have stopped almost caring to a degree. And my personal belief is that should be very alarming to the Pirates. Their ratings are down. Their attendance is down. Is that a concern for you as the commissioner of baseball?
Yeah, obviously we want all our teams to be successful in their local markets. I was there for the wild card games the past couple of years in Pittsburgh. I did not sense apathy in the ballpark in those nights. I understand that fans want their team to win every single year, but the fact of the matter is we have 30, and not every, it just doesn't happen every year. So, yes, there's ups and downs. We worry about those, and we do everything we can to make sure that all of our markets have a chance to compete.
We are talking to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred here on the Cook and Pony Show.
Rob, I'm not as obviously versed in the financial model or the economic model of baseball as you have to be. So for somebody who's looking at it from the outside like I am, can you explain to me how revenue sharing helps a team like the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Well, I mean, it's actually not all that complicated. The fact of the matter is that large market clubs directly transfer dollars to smaller market teams like Pittsburgh. The size of the payments in and the size of the payments out are essentially determined by how far above or below the average you are in terms of revenue.
You were, I think, in Pittsburgh, was it a month ago or 2 months ago, Rob?
Yeah. I was there earlier this year. I think I can tell you. I was in Pittsburgh early, April 25th.
Okay. Well, time flies. So at that point, you were asked a question about Jung Ho Gung, and I think you said that Major League Baseball was assisting the Pirates in getting him back to the United States. Where is that situation right now? Is Major League Baseball still helping the Pirates in getting Gung back to Pittsburgh?
What I actually said when I was in Pittsburgh was that we assist teams routinely when they have visa problems with respect to individual players, that we had been consulting with and assisting the Pirates. That process has been ongoing, but, to date has not been successful.
Rob, the one issue that won't go away for baseball, and I think to a smaller degree other sports, is the speed of the game, the quickness of the game, the pace of the game. And if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, I think you compared it to dandelions last year, saying it's just a problem that's just there. What's baseball doing? Are you making any progress I assume you're continued to be concerned by this.
Yeah, look, pace of game is an issue for all sports. I think that's the most important thing to realize. All of our competitors, just like baseball, are concerned about dealing with, dead time in the game, moving their games along. We've had conversations with the Players Association directed at determining exactly what we're going to do from a rule change perspective next year. Tone of those conversations has been really positive, and I'm hopeful that we'll be making some changes that will help move our game along.
Where are they on the 20-second pitch clock issue?
I can't. It's just not productive.
Okay.
For me to get into individual topics. We're trying to make an agreement, and publicity on individual issues just not helpful.
Okay. Is that something you still like, though, the pitch clock?
I do like the idea of a pitch clock. I've been pretty public about that. I think it's kind of the basics. The single thing that happens the most in the game is roughly 300 pitches, and if a pitcher delivers the ball to the plate promptly, it moves things along.
Right now, I'm looking at a statistic here. This is from June, Rob, that says one-third of all turns at bat now end without the ball in play, an all-time high, meaning a strikeout, a strikeout or a walk, or a home run, excuse me. So those three outcomes. Is that something that you're concerned about? Is that something baseball can do anything about?
Well, you know, we do like the idea of more action in the game. The fact of the matter is our clubs teach the game the way that they think optimizes their opportunity to win. There's much more tolerance for strikeouts in the game today than there used to be. Our pitchers throw harder. As a result, there's more strikeouts. And, you know, I think those competitive-driven issues are best allowed to self-correct. The pendulum, I believe, will swing back away from the kind of play that we're seeing right now as soon as a team figures out a strategy that helps them win.
We're talking to Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred here on the Cook and Pony Show. And Rob, the local paper here, the Post-Gazette, the last couple of days has had stories, front-page stories, on the diversity in baseball. You know, only three minority managers right now, and I think that's way down from what it was just a few years ago, and also about minority players, especially African-American players. I know it's a real important topic to you, and you know, how baseball is doing to try to change those numbers.
Well, let's start with some good news. I think that we have made a huge investment in encouraging play in underserved areas and areas with high amounts of diversity. That investment has been hard dollar investments by the owners in things like MLB academies, the Elite Development Invitational. And those investments have started to pay off. So the last 5 years, 20% of the players picked in the first round of our draft have been African American. That's in contrast to only 8% of our current playing population. Almost every one of those kids has some touch point with a Major League Baseball program. That bodes really well for the future. We saw an issue. We made an investment against it. We're seeing real returns, and I think you'll see the results of those returns on the field in the big leagues in the relatively near future.
Rob, tell me a little bit about the Bob Nutting you know. Why is it, as a resource, as a colleague, as somebody you work with, what does Bob Nutting, in your opinion, mean to Major? What can he help, or what does he do for Major League Baseball, in your opinion?
Well, Bob Nutting has been a real force within the ownership group. He took over the ownership committee shortly after I was elected. It was a committee that had been subject to some criticism and hadn't been active enough. Bob's done an outstanding job leading that committee. He's also a member of the Executive Council, really well-versed in industry issues. And maybe the most important thing that I can say about Bob is he thinks about the industry. He's not a narrow, I'm thinking only about my local self-interest guy. He's always thinking about the greater good of the game.
Rob, following up on that note, you've known Frank Coonley for a long time, right? You guys
way
back?
Oh, way back. Yeah. Before either of us were in baseball.
What do you think his effect or impact has been on the Pirates?
Look, I think if you look at how the Pirates had performed both on the field and from a revenue perspective prior to Frank's coming there and how they've done since then, you have to say he's done a tremendous job for the Pirates. You know, he's got a great organization in place. They've been more successful on the field, and it's shown in terms of the revenue that's been generated.
What makes Pittsburgh an important market for Major League Baseball?
Well, you know, Pittsburgh is one of our oldest franchises. It's got a great history in terms of performance on the field. And obviously, like all our franchises, we want them to be successful. And I think Pittsburgh is and will continue to be a successful Major League franchise. And I think that over time, you will see the Pirates be a very competitive franchise.
Rob, before we let you go on a little bit of a lighter note, I see Roger Goodell is up for a contract extension. Do you guys ever compare notes and like pull arrows out of each other's backs that people were always shooting at you?
Well, we do have regular conversations among the commissioners in the four major sports, sometimes individually. Sometimes we recently appeared on a panel together where all four of us were present. But, you know, we do have similar issues that we all deal with.
Rob, I heard you say somewhere that your favorite seat at a baseball game is, what, right at PNC Park behind home plate? Is that?
I have said that. Yeah. I don't remember the home plate part, but I have said that PNC Park is one of my favorites. I think the view in Pittsburgh is spectacular. I think the location of that ballpark, you know, you really can't ask for a better one in terms of its proximity to downtown.
Rob, we appreciate your time, man. Are you going to step outside and look at the eclipse today or not?
I think you're not supposed to look at eclipses. I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do about that.
Well, you got to have the right glasses. If you have the right glasses, you're okay, yeah. They tell me.
I think I may avoid any risk of eye damage, so okay. We'll see what happens.
Hey, Rob, we appreciate it, man. We'll look forward to seeing you at PNC Park the next time, okay? Thank you for your time.
Guys. You bet.
All right, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred here on the Cook and Pony Show. Had some interesting things to say. We'll follow up with them.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.